Mr. Yakov Smirnoff. Yakov Smirnoff, who was supposed to have done it clean and almost kept his promise. Just kidding.
How are you doing, baby?
I'm okay. I had a really heavy session with Steph.
That is so brave, what you do.
Doesn't feel brave. I need a new chore whore.
What do you mean? What happened to Adagio?
I had to fire her.
You're kidding. What happened?
She was stealing.
Adagio? Oh, God, I don't believe
it. Yeah, she took some money and a ring I got last year in Paris and some Vicodin.
Oh, my God. What, did you caught her?
Mm-hmm.
So what, did you call the police?
Yeah, I told her I would if she didn't go to rehab.
Oh, I see. So she's there now, huh?
Yeah, with all the other dope fiend personal assistants. They have their own wing.
Okay, well, I'll call Carrie again.
Oh, love her. Love Carrie, but don't bother her with this shit.
She'll think it's hilarious. I'm meeting her later at the JJ thing. She'll give me some names.
So, what's going on with Stolen Waters?
Well, I called Vita, but, you know, they're all at Sundance.
Yeah, everyone but me. I keep the best reading of my life, Jeannie. I went in there and I blew everyone away.
I know. I mean, you know, the only thing I can think of is that maybe they have some concerns about the perception of stunt casting.
Everything is stunt casting.
Havana, this is a movie and not a great one that your mother made 30 years ago.
No, but it could be great. It's a reimagining. It's a fucking art film. I mean, who do you think came up with the idea of my mother looking back on the making of Stolen Waters if she had lived? I did. I mentioned it to Damien 4 years ago in Mystique.
I know.
She gave me the part and a producer's credit, too. I mean, this role was made for Best Supporting. It's a fucking second chance. And it's Damien Javitz. He totally resurrects actors. And I went in there and I killed it. Sterl still doing it?
Yeah.
Well, he owes me. I introduced him to Harvey, and, you know, Harvey's producing, and, I mean, I already talked to Harvey, and he's gonna talk to Damien, but, you know, Harvey's Harvey, but Sterl can talk to Damien.
You know, we are doing everything we can, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's an art film. I mean, it'd be great if you got the job. But in case you're not aware, your mother is a dead cult figure. A Damien Javitz. Ain't P.T. Anderson. I mean, there's so many movies out there.
Yeah? Where?
Yeah, big deal movies.
Where, Jeannie? Do you know what Jacob said to me the other day? He said that because I know so many celebrities, I should consider becoming a manager. Do you know how it felt for me to hear that? Look, everything I am doing, everything in my life and in my therapy is to get this part. Oh.
What's wrong?
Oh, cramps.
Are you
okay? No. Not okay.
Aquí es lo robaste.
Y estaba, dijo.
Tan loco, hombre.
Male Hispanic, 15 years old, 5'8", medium build, red and black flannel over a blue polo shirt, black pants, black shoes, left on foot, unknown DOT, father waiting in the lobby for report.
Air 41. 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, black and green scarecrow, as everyone knows. Stood with a bird on his hat and swore everywhere he didn't care. He stood in a field where barley grows. His head did no thinking, his arms didn't move, except when the wind cut a breath and ice fell around on the ground. He stood in a field where barley grows. The black and green scarecrow was sadder than me, but now he's resigned to his fate, his hair's not in kind, he doesn't mind. He stood in a field where barley
Niner, are there any Smokies with ears on?
If you want to smoke, you good buddy, try Channel 9. Can I be of any assistance?
I've got a 1033 here, and I'm looking for a bear's den.
What's your handle, good buddy?
My handle be Sand Crab, and I'm pushing an 18-wheeler.
Sand Crab, there's no bear's den on this interstate. Is there anyone hurt on that 1033?
What you have just heard is an actual CB conversation. Sand Crab, a truck driver operating an 18-wheeler semi-tractor trailer, is calling for assistance on Channel 19, generally used for road information and conditions. He has indicated that there is a 1033 accident or problem on the road, and he is looking for a police officer.
Just before 3 o'clock this morning in Miami Beach, the Democrats' nominee was George McGovern, the unconventional senator from South Dakota.
Never underestimate the power of Richard Nixon to bring harmony to Democratic ranks.
Better remember, all their individual crap are on about the Watergate. I suppose you had a crime on Watergate. Well, that's going to pass. I'm going to be indicting two people. And now that everything's over, because it's just one of those unfortunate things.
Four years ago, I proudly accepted your nomination for President of the United States. Tonight, I again proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Thank you. Was that for something?
This song is called I Don't Believe in the Sun. This song is called I Don't Believe in the Sun.
Fashionable North Beach apartment, Richard Halloran is calling a local number that will connect him with a computer in Columbus, Ohio. Meanwhile, across town in this less than fashionable cubbyhole of the San Francisco Examiner, these editors are programming today's copy of the paper into that same Ohio computer. When the telephone connection between these two terminals is made, the newest form of electronic journalism lights up Mr. Halloran's television with just about everything the Examiner prints in its regular edition. Of the estimated 2,000 to 3,000 home computer owners in the Bay Area, the Chronicle reports over 500 have responded by sending back coupons.
We ask you a simple question. That listens to you, understands you, and knows you.
This is the place where robots meet. Look.
It's on the first of our three album releases.
said there's a sun in the sky, but me, I can't imagine why. There might have been one before you were gone, but now all I see is the night. So I don't believe in the sun. How could it shine down on everyone? I never should.
This is the place where robots meet.
Look. You can see them here as slaves to logic. And this man on the hill comes to free them. Do you know who he is?
I don't know what blithely means, but I'm gonna get some coffee. You want some coffee?
10 seconds.
Good evening. This is the 37th time I have spoken to you from this office, where so many decisions have been made that shape the history of this nation. Each time I have done so to discuss with you some matter that I believe affected the national interest. In all the decisions I have made in my public life, I have always tried to do what was best for the nation. Throughout the long and difficult period of Watergate. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency, effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office. To have served in this office is to have felt a very personal sense of kinship with each and every American. In leaving it, I do so with this prayer. May God's grace be with you in all the days ahead.
We're clear.
Have a Merry Christmas, fellas.
What's the matter? You lost your mind?
No, I just...
Follow me.
The federal grand jury has returned the first indictments in the Watergate bugging case.
I don't think we should say a thing.
Right.
I think that's right. I think anything we do is only going
to add to the story.
Add to the story, and we're better off to
drop the comment.
Possibly hell.
You can take off your helmets. The atmosphere in here is quite safe to breathe.
Certainly better than inside this goldfish bowl.
Why don't you take yours off, or do you need different air?
Well, it's certainly better than inside this goldfish bowl.
Why don't you take yours off, or do you need different air?
Well, it's certainly better than inside this goldfish bowl.
Why don't you take yours off, or do you need different air? Why don't you take yours off, or do you need different air? Why don't you take yours off, or do you need different air? Our friend's only a robot.
Exactly. Please come in. There's no need to be afraid.
Transmitting now.
Affirmatory. It's a good hookup. These are encrypted files, guys. It's gonna take me just a few minutes. Kelly met that sir. Yeah. I got your password.
Skinner.
Come on.
It's a patch from TechTel.
Seen a demonstration of our power.
I feel good. Ish. For me, I feel good. I even made a new friend. I have a friend. And the absurd thing is she's actually an operating system. Charles left her behind, but she's totally amazing. You know, she's so smart. She doesn't just see things in black or white. She sees this whole gray area, and she's helping me explore it, and we just bonded really quickly. At first, I thought it was because that's how they were all programmed, but I don't think that's the case, because I know this guy who's hitting on his OS, and she, like, totally rebuffs him.
Yeah, I was reading an article the other day that romantic relationships with OSs are statistically rare.
Yeah, I know, but I know a woman in this office who is dating an OS, and the weird part is, it's not even hers. She pursued somebody else's OS, like...
To positronic brain malfunction.
Like mine?
Yes, Sonny, like yours.
simulation. Become the bitter mote of a soul.
Series 209 is a self-sufficient law enforcement robot. 209 is currently programmed for urban pacification, but that is only the beginning. After a successful tour of duty in old Detroit, we can expect 209 to become the hot military product for the next decade. Setback.
You call this a glitch?
Doesn't matter. We're going to blank his memory anyway.
Well, I think we should lose the arm. What do you think, Johnson?
Well, he signed the release forms and he joined the force. He's legally dead. We can do pretty much what we want to.
Lose the arm.
Shut him down. Prep him for surgery.
Success and revolution. We're managing the whole thing.
parking garage underneath the museum.
Just give me the ticket.
I'm not giving you anything.
Unstable governments, overpopulation, wars on every continent, famine, water shortages. With every second that ticks by, we get closer.
Look, the computer, it's moving.
You know what happens when you mix beauty and a talent for harp playing with the hottest sound in all of rap music today? Will you get former Miss USA runner-up Turquoise Marie Cheeks and Mr. Vanilla Ice?
Thank you.
Yo! I come from the streets and I know one thing.
Bing.
I know freedom is a beautiful thing.
Bing.
Yo, whatever you were doing and wherever you went.
Agrees that it was time well spent.
Welcome back, baby. Welcome back, baby. Welcome back, baby.
Yo! Thank you.
So you went to Iraq and you kicked some butt. Coming back home, got to shake your booty. Yo, Hussein's a dope sucker and a Hitler type nut. You almost solved the problem and you did your duty. Welcome back, baby. Welcome back, baby. Welcome back, baby.
How about the Welcome Home Desert Storm Troops All-Star Party Dancers? You know, ladies and gentlemen, you're not through with the welcomes yet. Next week, as part of National Cable Month, seven cable networks will be simulcasting a gigantic Welcome Home special featuring the hosts of America's favorite program-length commercials. But for us here tonight, the end has just begun. I want to thank the good people at Paramount for charging us only half their normal overhead fees to host this program. And most of all, I want to thank the United States government, whose investment in billions of dollars of advanced military equipment made tonight's celebration, well, made it possible. You know, Operation Desert Storm was the kind of success I like. It had a great beat, and you could dance to it. Till next time, Dick Clark saying so long. Now, this is Charlie O'Donnell saying goodnight for the Welcome Home Desert Storm Troops All-Star Party.
Hail to the scumbag, the motherfucking president. Fucking piece of shit. Scumbag, asshole, fucking retard, scumbag, you fucking piece of shit, little fucking piece of shit. Fuck. Fuck you, you little fucking eat shit scumbag. Eat my shit, fuckwad, fuckface. Fuck you, you fuck, you fucking little scumbag. You suck ass, you fucking scumbag. You little fucking scumbag. You're a condom, you're a fucking condom. You're full of scum, you're a fucking bag full of fucking scum. You walk around full of the cum that you lick off on the street. You eat shit, you suck shit. You're a fucking piece of shit scumbag. I hate your fucking guts, and I want you to die. And it's not even like I think you're gonna win again. It's not like I have to fucking watch you on the television, because I don't fucking watch television when you're on the television. It's just that you're a fucking piece of shit fuck, shit fuck. It's just that I fucking hate you, you fucking piece of shit. It's just that you're a fucking piece of shit fucking cokehead, pretzel choking, drunken coma. Fuck you, you piece of shit scumbag, motherfucker, asshole, scumbag, scumbag, piece of shit, little fucking asshole, retard, hard on, prick. Scumbag, shit face, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck the Congress for sucking your dick, and fuck everybody who puts up with it, including me, fuck me for not killing you, fuck everybody who's gotten within 15 fucking feet of you and hasn't fucking tried, but fuck murder, fuck rotting in jail, fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you don't even deserve to be executed, just die a slow, fucking painful fucking death, you illiterate shit scumbag, scumbag, motherfucking shit-eating scumbag, scumbag, you fucking fuck, fuck, fuck you. Fucking piece of shit. Fucking scumbag. Piece of shit. Motherfucking scumbag, 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 piece of shit. Fuck, 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 fuck.
Stuff, man, yeah.
We shall under no circumstances abandon our POWs and our MIAs wherever they are.
Gook.
We called this technique photomontage as it demonstrated our aversion to pretending to be artists. We regarded ourselves as engineers. We pretended to construct, to assemble our work in the style of a mechanic.
Hindenburg, man of iron.
Blood. Wilhelm II. God with us. Victory. Hurrah.
We must win.
Said today, peace is at hand in Vietnam.
We believe that peace is at hand.
I think, Mr. President, we can accept practically everything in their proposal.
As I look at the entire history out there, South Vietnam probably never been survived.
Any difficulty, but you're out on board.